Win stuff with headlines.
What are your plans for today, man?
I'd go for a hike up in the woods.
Ooh.
Possibly Nymph Falls.
That sounds really, really enjoyable.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'll tell you what, let's try and get you to the movies, okay?
Sounds good to me.
I'm going
to
give you three local headlines. All you have to do is tell me which one is real at the end.
Okay.
You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. The Canadian justice system has purchased all the old seats from the Rialto Theater and will sentence criminals to sit in them for long periods of time instead of going to jail. The U.S. midterm vote is facing allegations of voter fraud as former mayor of Comox, Paul Ives, somehow won two seats on the Senate. And finally, speed limits have been reduced by 10 kilometers an hour on Highway 19 in what the government is calling daylight saving time for speed. Hey Vance, which one is the real headline?
I would like to say the first two are fake news and the third one's real news.
Vance, that's great terminology. Congratulations, man.
Ah, thank you.
The Comox Valley's home for world-class rock.